have with me here. You never see me anywhere without this guy sitting over here. He's the man that knows what's going on, and that's hard for me to admit, you know. But Dwayne Couch is our Jenner. We've been ginning the round modules now for 3 years. We're about 65% round. He and I would like to see it at 100%. We have no complaints whatsoever. Part of the reason we're so happy with it, we have no problem with getting the wrap off. We're running the Cherokee Roundup 2 system. There's no cutting involved. So at that point, we have no contamination in our lint. So for us, we have to back up and go from the field to the gin to make sure we have no contamination there. We do this. We start with our farmers. We want them to have those modules lined up so that when our driver comes in to pick them up, it's easier for him. Plus, you don't have those modules rubbing the side of the truck or over on your outside chains, and they'll cause a tear in the side of the wrap or in the bottom. We have the drivers, when they go in to pick up, be sure and not let that round module hit that headache ramp, and therefore you've got a slippage in your chain and a tear in the wrap. Then, just like you spoke, we encourage the farmers, and we do the same thing on the module yard, keep 5 to 6 inches in between those modules. Yes, it does prevent any kind of a rot when we have the rain, and we did have 16 inches in 2011. But also, when we pick those up, it prevents a tearing of the wrap at that point. Also, we get those on our module yard. We have about 6 feet in between the groups of four. Therefore, your tail chains are not going to catch that wrap when you go in to pick them up. You can get them up on the feeder, and you haven't had any problems. So for us, the system we have, Dwayne's going to go through this with you. It's very simple. We don't see any contamination. Even on our moats, we've had no problem. We talked with our buyer, and he said, we've had no complaints with y'all on contamination anywhere. Cotton buyer said, we've had no complaints. So as we're taking our steps in the field and to the gin, we, you know, count on Cherokee, and we're very proud of our system that we have there. So, Dwayne, I'll let you go through, actually show it.
Well, y'all got a bonus. Y'all didn't know I was going to get to talk, but I tell you, I love cotton. It's in my blood, just like it's in Mr. Stover's and everybody else up here. And, you know, when John Deere first come out with this picker, buddy, I was dead against it, I don't want to tell you. You know, I kept wondering, well, how am I going to keep a steady flow in our cotton gin? Well, there's ways to do that, and we have the way. And right now, I'd like for every lock of cotton to be in a round John Deere wrap. But, you know, we have to work together. We never thought about contamination. A few years back, they mentioned to me about the Walmart bag. Who would have thought about Walmart bags out in the cotton field contaminating the cotton, but we didn't work in mills. You know, the plastic gets in the lint, thrust breaking the lint, and there we are costing the mill money. And you know, we all have to work together. And I'm flat spoken. My crew, my module truck drivers, a lot of times they hate me. But I strive to do the best that can be done. And I will get on them, man, as some of y'all here know. But this is our gin right here. It's 2 years old. As you can see, as the guy showed the module there a while ago with the side wrap tore, and that was from a module truck backing down through to pick up the module. When this module gets right here, we squeeze her, and we pick her straight up. If any contamination is on that bed, I've got a pole with a frog gig on it. We reach in there, we hook it, bring it out. When it all first started, we were bringing a lot of stalks into our gin. We talk about the contamination there from the limb. A lot of guys think that we get it there, and it's possibly that we can. But we eliminate a lot of it right here. And you go ahead and pick that up.
Okay.
But we'll reach in right through here. If there's any contamination there, we jerk it out. And, you know, you say, well, it takes time. It takes time to make a good product. You know, we just don't jump in and say, well, that's good enough for me. You know, it goes on down the line, y'all. And there's a lot of things that we've looked at in the past, and I strive for perfection. And that's something my daddy taught me, and I'll carry it to my grave with me. And we have raised cotton. Y'all, we've got to all stick together from the man that makes the seed till it gets to the mill and they finish it and make the product. You know, like Jeff Mallenberg was telling us earlier, you know, there was a gin that no Dagger Tramp or leaking oil. That's contamination. It's not plastic, but that's contamination. What does that one load of cotton going to a mill do to that mill? Where does it go? It falls back on the us as ginners. We all got to work together. But as far as cutting, everybody comes up, well, how you cut your wrap? I said, well, we don't cut it. They look at it like crazy. But I put it plain and simple. It's like everybody in here, we've had a shot in our arm. When we get that shot, they don't push skin into our blood vessels. We put about 100 needles into that round bell. We go in there about an inch and a half. We pick her up, and I'm not going to say what my wife and Melissa told me not to say, but that's the way I unwrap it. But they don't want me to say it. But I may tell it before it's all over.
Oh, go for it.
Right now, as you see, there are a bunch of little prongs on each one of these. There's probably 25 each one. We penetrate that wrap. We puncture. We don't cut it. We puncture. When we pick it up, we'll pick it up right there, and we'll bring it right back down to the bed, and we'll relax it just a little. The cotton comes out, and we strip the wrapping. You pick it up, it comes right off. The module moves ahead right here. Our doors are coming up all working together. Then that module will move ahead. It'll go on. All right, and there we are. Our doors start to come down right there. As those doors come down, he goes to turn it. And when we extend it out, it lets the wad, the fingers come out of the plastic. And we penetrate it, and we have no contamination. We possibly do. All right, let me tell you this. Like Melissa was telling you there earlier, and I do ride my truck route. If we spin those chains underneath those modules, those chains rip that plastic. The plastic goes into the lint. There's not a can out there that can suck that plastic out of that lint, y'all. You can't do it. Not as of this day. Maybe technology will carry us on later to where we can, but we have to be careful, and we have to take pride in cotton. I love it. It makes me a living. It makes all you guys here a living. And they told me I could talk 10 minutes. I could talk about cotton all day long. You know. But we have the Cherokee too. And we've run it 3 years.